Our new fall arrivals will give you all the feels at the JCPenney Beautiful Sale. Shop and save on rich colors and cozy layers with up to 40% off select fall styles for men and women. Plus, get more for less with an extra 25% off with coupon. Or there's no better time to restock on everyone's favorite denim with 40% off select Levi's for the family. Find the fall style you've been missing. JCPenney. Offers valid 10-8 to 10-14. Offers and coupons do not apply to Levi's. Other exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
Download the top-rated DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook app and use code HILLS and sign up to get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. Must be 21 or older, Illinois only. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER, 1-800-426-2537.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The really big fall sale's begun at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Almost everything is 50 to 70% off. And doorbusters start at just $10. Find it all at Gap Factory or GapFactory.com through October 12th.
New appliances mean a family recipe simmering on the stove and fresh sheets in the dryer. At the Home Depot, they also mean saving even more on your next appliance. Samsung brings innovation to your kitchen and laundry room. And right now, we'll bring it right to your door, delivered free. Bring style and function home with fall savings on your next Samsung appliance at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Free delivery on purchases $396 or more, valid through October 21st, U.S. only.
Mully and Hall will be back in 60 seconds on 670 The Score.
Your voice, your vote. In our democracy, they matter. Make yours count. Get registered, learn the issues, and vote by or on November 3rd. Visit vote411.org. This message is furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
You started as an RN, caring for one patient at a time, but now you're being called to help more patients more often. By earning your Master's in Nursing Leadership and Healthcare Systems degree online from Grand Canyon University, you could become a leader responsible for staff development and patient care outcomes. What do you think making a difference in healthcare looks like? GCU offers over 175 high-quality online programs like this one. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
See who we are next week. This was one game that I felt like we got out-coached and got out-played. So we'll find out next week.
That's the swag that we need.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Bruce Arians telling you he was out-coached by Matt Nagy. And David, we asked the question, has this sent the Bears on a different trajectory? What about Nagy? Was that a good night for him? Is that... He outcoached Bruce Arians, according to Arians, but I think we're left scratching our heads about why you give Tom Brady time for the two-minute drill, and Brady falters, so it's not a problem, but what's your take on Nagy outcoaching Bruce Arians?
It's fair scrutiny, and I was surprised to hear Bruce Arians say that. I think that he obviously was referring to just the way they were unable to solve the Bears' pass rush and some other things, perhaps, especially with the way the game went down in the end, and nobody told Tom Brady it was fourth down. Maybe that's what he was referring to. But if you're Matt Nagy, you look at it a couple different ways. Obviously, glass half full. You're 4-1. Your team is resilient. They've had three victories where you've overcome double-digit deficits. So you've got a team and a locker room that believes in the cause, that believes in the program, that believes in your coaching staff and believes anything is possible. On the other hand, it reminded me of, you know, you win a big game and you still have these nagging things that bother you when you're dissecting everything that happened. Remember back to the Lovie Smith era when they won a playoff game you know, in 2006, that season against the Seahawks in overtime. At the end of regulation, Lovie Smith calls timeout for some reason with 2 seconds left. It gives the Seahawks a chance to win the game with the Hail Mary. Dumb decision. Bad lapse in judgment. And last night, Matt Nagy won despite having a bad lapse in judgment and giving the ball back to Tom Brady. At that point, instead of running the ball on second down and 9 with a minute 28 left and only running 6 seconds off the clock, they had one timeout left. You gave him the ball back with a minute 13. That's an eternity for a quarterback like Brady. So mixed results. I think overall, good night for Nagy, but it didn't remove all the doubts that I think people might have.
All right, we have a lot of people want to check in. Let's get to the phone lines. 312-644-6767. Ryan is in Northbrook. Good morning, Ryan.
Hey, Ryan.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let's go to Chris. He's in Humboldt Park. We lost Ryan. Chris, my God,
hey,
are you there?
Hey, no worries, guys.
Oh, thank you.
I'm relatively happy with yesterday's win. But overall, with the performance of the team, I still have my doubts like everybody else. I was highly annoyed with the third quarter and how the Bears really couldn't take advantage of all those penalties the Tampa Bay was committing. Obviously, you guys mentioned it that you know, the play calling of Matt Nagy deciding to give Tom Brady some extra life was definitely a head scratcher for me. And the one thing you guys brought up right now is the resiliency of the team, but how long can the Bears go on playing like this? Like, coming back from behind is nice, but doing it every game, I don't think that's not the way to go, especially once you get deeper into the season. I'm sorry. I just like to see one game where they absolutely dominate and kick the other team's butt. That's all, guys.
Thanks,
they
Chris.
They kind of did that, Chris. Thanks for the phone call. That's a tough crowd. I mean, that's the pretty good team they beat last night. Mully, let me call. I'm calling in. David from the home studio. I want to ask you a question. So when you look at last night, I mean,
we lost David.
Oh, thank you. Am I being too are we being too harsh in second guessing Matt Nagy's clock management at the end of the game? Because when you look around the league, and I know we have both watched a lot of NFL for a lot of years, don't you find a lot of coaches have issues with time management at the end of games?
Yes, and I think that to kind of connect that point with what Chris was saying, it seems to me that you don't have a lot of margin for error, okay? I think it's a little bit different sometimes with the team that is relying on their defense to win a game, which is exactly what happened yesterday. And I think that the offense did enough. You know, if you hold a team to 19 points, you got to win the game. They did, just by the skin of their chinny chin chin, but they did it. And I think that that's the worry. When you're coming back, and what was your statistic, David? It's like the first time in NFL history that Tom Brady has failed in the two-minute drill. No, the first time in NFL history that a team has returned from how many comebacks?
There are seven other teams that have come back from double-digit deficits three times in the first five games, and the Bears are one of them. So that's historic, and that gives you a sense that this team is starting to believe in a lot of things that are sort of intangible about this group, and that's where you get chemistry, and that's where you get the things that are difficult to quantify. But you're right. That's a really good way to explain it. So I just was curious, because you don't want to be critical, overly critical about and miss, you know, the forest for the trees here. The big picture is the Bears are resilient, and they beat a good team for the first time last night.
No question about it. And I'm not trying to go after Matt Nagy in any way. But just as we talked about in the first couple of wins of the season, the idea that you came away with a win but with a lot to improve, I think that the same thing might have happened. You came away with a win, but, hey, Matt Nagy, look at that and just clean that up. That's all we're saying. Clean it up. Clean up that clock management. Sam is in North Lake. Sam, good morning.
Hey, Sam.
Good morning. Good morning. The best show on the radio. You know the great thing about working from home, I get to listen to you guys. But I got a question for you, though. So is Matt Nagy holding Jim McMahon. I mean, Nick Foles back from scoring at least 30, 40 points a game. This is my question for you guys. I'm tired of the slow starts. I'm a healthy guy, but this ain't good for my health. You know? I'm going to hang up listening to what you guys got to say. Love you guys.
Buddy. Thank you.
It's a fair question. You know, Nick Foles, we don't know a lot about him because we've only seen him start two games as a Bears quarterback. But what we've seen, he is sort of the consummate reliever, Mully, who's almost like got a little Craig Kimbrell in him. He's got to load the bases and face a little bit of jeopardy before you get the best out of him. I don't know if that's something that you can make a living off of. He certainly has, but it's not the way you want to win and go into the rest of the season. So I don't know. It keeps working because he's somebody who, when you back him into a corner, he seems to come out, you know, ready for a fist fight. And he won it last night, but I just don't know. It's a really good comment, Sam, because you don't want to fall behind double digits every time and then come firing back, because that's not sustainable.
Well, I want to be careful how I say this, but he started so poorly, you felt like he relieved himself. He came in and was a different guy.
I'll take the right-hander.
Okay.
Ricky Renteria is calling for the lefty, but I want the right-hander.
John is in Fox Lake. My God, John. Hi, John guys. Fox, you scared the hell out of me. Those
hey,
two
John.
Words.
Everything's a problem. Go ahead.
Yeah. Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir.
Hey, the one thing that's disturbing me with the league as a whole, I think this year there's lessons to be learned in terms of a preseason regimen, a training camp. I don't know if we need to go four games, but in watching a lot of games across the board, man, there's a lot of key talent that is going down, having season-ending injuries. And I don't know if you guys know this or not. I mean, is the league tracking this? Is it more than previous years? Because it just seems like it's on the spotlight. You're hearing a lot of guys go down. And, you know, maybe this year with a lack of a training camp, that had something to do with it. But you can't have star talent go down. It just waters down the whole experience.
Thanks for the phone call, John.
It's all a problem.
It is all a problem. John, I think one of the things, you know, we talked about this before the start of the season, this is my new task for the weekend. I'm going to spend some time. There's a couple of things that I really want to look up and spend some time with, one of which will be this idea that it's an abnormal number of ACLs that we're seeing already in the NFL. And I think that was a fear going into the season. We heard from there was a shortened year where this doctor, an expert in this, came out and said that, hey, you're going to have problems here. And sure enough, they did. They had an inordinate number of the same injury. I've got to check that, and I'll wait till after the weekend games to fully do that math. But I got to tell you, it does seem like the lack of a – it just seems – let's put it this way. The healthiest team, the team that's left standing, will be the team that wins, because we're seeing – look at that Tampa team. They were down a ton of players.
Yeah, lost a lot of guys that weren't able to contribute last night, Mully. And I think you're exactly right. You know, if this wasn't necessarily the expectation, this rash of serious injuries, especially the ACLs, is a confirmation of a lot of people's fears heading into a season without – an exhibition schedule, without a regular training camp. These things were feared to going, you know, people were afraid this was going to be the case, and it is. And now the NFL's got to keep that in mind as it discusses what is the new preseason format going to look like and how many games is appropriate to prepare for a 17-game schedule.
Great stuff. All right, David, we're going to take a moment. We'll come back. We'll bring in our colleague Dan Bernstein. We can talk to him. We'll find out if that was good enough for him, because didn't he want like 100-0 or something yesterday?
I think so. He said it was a big moment for Matt Nagy, so I'm curious to see what he thinks of Matt Nagy coming out of last night.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
It's all a problem. I mean, you know, there's coaching this stuff's a problem.
This is a special Bears Monday on Friday. The Score guys react to the Bears' win over Tampa. Get analysis from our team of Bears experts and take your calls. A special Bears Monday on Friday. All day today. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Brought to you by Elmer's BMW and Loyola Medicine.
Wendy's famous 4-for-4 is heating up with a new spicy crispy chicken sandwich. The Queen of Spice is delivering that spicy chicken you love with lettuce and mayo between two deliciously soft buns. And yes, in classic 4-for-4 fashion, you can get all that spicy goodness with spicy or crispy nuggets, fries, and a drink to cool off, all for just $4. Is it getting hot in here? Or did Wendy's just deliver the hottest deal in fast food? We got you.
Offer includes 4-piece nuggets, junior fry, and value drink. Price of participation may vary.
Our new fall arrivals will give you all the feels at the JCPenney Beautifall Sale. Shop and save on rich colors and cozy layers with up to 40% off select fall styles for men and women. Plus, get more for less with an extra 25% off with coupon. Or there's no better time to restock on everyone's favorite denim with 40% off select Levi's for the family. Find the fall style you've been missing. JCPenney. Offers valid 10-8 to 10-14. Offers and coupons do not apply to Levi's. Other exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
Download the top-rated DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook app and use code HILLS and sign up to get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. Must be 21 or older, Illinois only. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER, 1-800-426-2537.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the...
Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to Nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The really big fall sale's begun at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Almost everything is 50 to 70% off. And doorbusters start at just $10. Find it all at Gap Factory or GapFactory.com through October 12th.
I'm journalist Ben Ryder, and I want to tell you about my new podcast, The Edge. Last year, the Houston Astros were caught in a massive cheating scandal, putting the legitimacy of their 2017 World Series in doubt. I'm talking to people who were there to figure out what happened. Why did the most innovative organization in the history of sports push itself not just to the edge, but over it? Listen to The Edge on radio.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Look around. Could your home decor use a fall refresh? Then look around HomeDepot.com. You'll see furniture from sofas to ottomans and decor from pillows to linens, all with free and flexible delivery and easy online returns. More fall savings means more ways to bring out your style. Get 30% off select furniture and decor and settle into a new season at HomeDepot.com. How doers get more done. Free standard shipping and residential delivery on most orders over $45 made at HomeDepot.com. Exclusions apply, valid through October 21st.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
Chicago Sports Morning Show with Mully and Hall. We'll be back in 60 seconds on The Score.
Do one thing to protect the environment. It all starts with just one thing. After Halloween this year, don't throw out your jack-o'-lantern. Use it to start composting instead. Pumpkins and other gourds are perfect additions to any compost pile. Also, you can add container soil and roots from potted plants that have withered away. And if you have a garden, be sure to add garden waste from cleaning and pruning, like stems, roots, and leaves. It all starts with one thing. Find tips and more at onethingus.com. What's your one thing?
And now a game of Commercial Chicken, brought to you by Progressive, where we see how long Flo can go without talking about insurance. Ready? Go.
Hi! Guess we should talk about something. How's the
vermicelli game in your town. Got any good Vietnamese restaurants? Vermicelli? Oh, it's a noodle? Very good. Drivers who switch to Progressive can save big!
Okay, you win. We can't help but save customers money. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Top of the hour brought to you by Glenview Luxury Imports, the North Shore's newest Alfa Romeo and Maserati dealership has arrived. Visit GLIGlenview.com. They've got it.
This is a special Bears Monday on Friday. The Score guys react to the Bears' win over Tampa. Get analysis from our team of Bears experts and take your calls. A special Bears